أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان للمشركين أن يعمروا مساجد الله شاهدين على أنفسهم بالكفر، أولئك حبطت أعمالهم وفي النار هم خالدون. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله، فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. أجعلتم سقاية الحاج وعمارة المسجد الحرام كمن آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وجاهد في سبيل الله، لا يستوون عند الله، والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله، وأولئك هم الفائزون. يبشرهم ربهم برحمة منه ورضوان، وجنات لهم فيها نعيم مقيم خالدين فيها أبدا، إن الله عنده أجر عظيم.
It is not appropriate for the mushrik to maintain the masjids of Allah whilst they witness disbelief against their own souls. These people's deeds have been rendered void and they will abide in Jahannam forever. Those who believe in Allah, the last day, establish regular salah and zakah, and fear none but Allah, they are the ones that maintain or should maintain the masjids of Allah. It is likely that these people are truly guided. Do you make providing of drinks to the hajis and the maintaining of the Masjidul Haram equal to one who believes in Allah the last day and strives in the cause of Allah Ta'ala? Both of them can't be alike in the sight of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala does not guide such wrong people. Those who believe, they migrate in His cause. They strive with might and main in His path, with their properties and their souls. They are of superior rank in the sight of Allah, and they are the ones to attain felicity. Allah Ta'ala gives them the good news. Allah Ta'ala, their Rabb, gives them the good news of His mercy, His pleasure, and gardens for them wherein there is perpetual delight. They will abide therein forever, and in the presence of Allah Ta'ala is a magnificent reward. O you who believe, take not your fathers and your brothers as friends. If you do not take your fathers and your brethren as friends, if they prefer disbelief to belief. And if anyone does so from you, then they are in total wrong. Say, if your fathers, your children, your brothers, your wives, and your families, and the wealth that you have earned, the commerce wherein you fear decline, and the homes that you delight, are dearer to you than Allah, His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and striving in His path, then wait until Allah Ta'ala comes and brings His decision, and Allah Ta'ala never guides those that are disobedient. In the previous verses, Allah Ta'ala showed the test of Iman, that the person that stands truly to the test of Iman, then he doesn't take anybody as a personal confidant, a special friend, except Allah, His Rasul, and the community of believers. They are his true friends. So this is going to be the gauge whether this person is true in his faith, is loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is honest in his claims of iman. That none but Allah, his Rasul, and the community of believers are his true friends. So he will find out from his behavior, his conduct, and the way he interacts, will make out where his allegiance and where his inclinations are. Number two, the second question was about the Baytullah and maintaining the Baytullah. Maintaining the Baytullah, one is the upkeep, maintaining, fixing up and repairing, and one is to fill the Baytullah or the masjids of Allah with activity, with life, with light, and with the type of things that is required to be filled up in the masjid. So one is the person that is steeped in disbelief. He is a witness of disbelief against his own self. For he believes in paganism. He believes in idolatry. So he is a witness of disbelief against his own soul. So such a person cannot be the one that will maintain the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either maintaining it, repairing and taking care, good care of the masjid, or even filling that masjid with light and with nur through his activity. Because there is a total clear conflict of interest. He is going towards paganism and idolatry, and the masjid invites and exhorts you to the pure worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can ever both these people be identical? How can they be alike? They are both poles apart. He is going in a different direction, paganism, disbelief. It was the pagan custom that they had idols there, and they had kufr rites and rituals that they used to perform, dance naked around the Kaaba Sharif. Now these people, and they being the people that will maintain the Kaaba Sharif, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masjid of Allah ta'ala, is really derogatory to the Kaaba Sharif or to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, who are the rightful guardians? Who are the rightful trustees? Who are the rightful people to maintain the house of Allah ta'ala, either through worship, through dedication and devotion? And those who believe in Allah ta'ala, the last day, establish namaz and give zakat. And in the cause of Allah ta'ala, they fear none but Allah ta'ala, to say the truth and to stand for the right and to be bold enough to stand for the haqq and the sunnah. He doesn't fear anything. So such people are the ones that are the true maintainers of the masjid, of the house of Allah ta'ala. Otherwise, person who is afraid, he can have a compromising attitude. He'll try and reconcile between belief and disbelief, between wrong and right. He'll try and bridge the gap. So this is not Islam. This is some new religion, absolutely alien to Islam. Though these things are noteworthy, providing hajis with drinks, maintaining the masjid, Masjidul Haram, but these things are of a lesser level than the one that believes in Allah Ta'ala, the last day, and he strives with his mind and might and main in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Really, both cannot be the same. One is just looking after the hadis that come around and just fixing the masjid, and the other is filling the masjid with the real light of the masjid, the light of the masjid, the beauty of the masjid, and the devotion of the masjid. He is filling the masjid with this. So the one that is just providing and seeing to the needs of those people that are coming, and this person that is dedicated and devoted, both cannot be alike. And really, these disobedient people, really Allah Ta'ala doesn't guide them. They feel that just looking after those hajis and maintaining the Baytullah is the greatest of work, though they can still be stuck on their paganism and their disbelief. So both cannot be identical, both cannot be alike. Therefore the hadith says, must I show you some deed that is better for you than you spending gold and silver in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and you're fighting against your enemy, and they are killing you and you are killing them. As I show you something superior, Sahaba Kiram were very anxious of righteousness and reward. Said, do show us, Ya Rasulullah. Said, well, that is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is the gist and the essence of the masjid. In order to establish the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, someone maintains the masjid, he upkeeps the masjid, takes care, looks after, see that the masjid is well kept. So this will also come under the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, that he's doing it purely for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, out of respect of Allah Ta'ala, he's maintaining, he's cleaning it, and he's seeing that it is in a proper state, and people will feel the warmth and the hospitality in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the house of Allah ta'ala, this is what fills the house of Allah ta'ala with light. There must be that activity, there must be that namaz, there must be that zikr, recitation of the Quran Sharif, learning and teaching, encouraging the right and discouraging the wrong. This is supposed to be the activity of the masjid. So the one that is striving really, he is the one that is most suitable to maintain the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third test is, two tests have already been explained. One is you don't take up anybody as a personal friend, as a confidant besides those who believe in Allah ta'ala in the last day. The second is these are the people that will maintain the masjid, and the activity of the masjid has been explained. And the third is this, you will have a clash of interest sometimes. It is your family on one side, and the adini taqazas on the other end. So what do you give preference to? Sometimes it is the family, and then it is deen. So how do you, what do you give preference to? So Allah Ta'ala makes this clear, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَعْضَاءَكُمْ وَإِخْوَانَكُمْ. Don't take up your fathers and your brothers as friends if they prefer disbelief to belief. And if anybody does so, then he is obviously on the wrong. So this is the gauge that in anything you will prefer righteousness, you will prefer the truth, you will prefer honesty, you will prefer deen against everything that is irreligious. And say if your fathers, your children, your brethren, your wives, your families, and the commerce that you have gained, and the wealth that you have gained, the commerce whose decline you fear, and the homes that you delight are dearer to you than Allah, His Rasul, and striving in His path, then wait until Allah Ta'ala brings His decision. At the end, His decision comes, and then you see that those who stood by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, honest, righteous, and with the true devotion, they are the ones that are winners at the end. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-fasiqeen. Allah Ta'ala does not guide the disobedient.